Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well, but I'm still stumped from last week's challenge.
Let's clear up the confusion for you. I said start with the phrase black tie. Rearrange these eight letters to spell two four-letter synonyms. What are they?
Well, what are they?
Beat and lick.
I got to lick, but I never would have used beat in that way.
It's a tricky meaning of the word lick.
Well, my aversion to formal dress rears its ugly head again.
All right, Ian. This week in 1983, the lowest temperature ever recorded on the Earth's surface, negative 89.2 degrees Celsius, that's negative 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit for those of you playing at home, was measured at Vostok Station on Antarctica. So our quiz this time around is about measurement. First up, the inventor after whom the decibel, a unit often used to measure sound levels or other audio-related quantities, is named.
Alexander Graham Bell?
Alexander Graham Bell is correct. Very good.
I'm glad it wasn't Dr. Dessa.
Yeah, that's right. The property measured using a unit called the Curie, which is named for two pioneers in the field in which the unit is used.
How do you spell it?
C-U-R-I-E.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I was thinking of a coffee, like a Keurig.
Oh, Keurig. Oh, yes. Those are their German counterparts. Now, what property?
Radioactivity?
Radioactivity is correct. Of course, named for Pierre and Marie Curie. The type of vegetable you're performing a test on, if you're using Scoville units to measure the amount of a chemical compound called capsaicin.
Talk about wheelhouse. That's a spicy pepper
of some sort. The Scoville unit measures the hotness of the pepper. A bell pepper has zero Scoville units.
Lame.
And a Scotch bonnet has between 100,000 and 300,000 Scoville units. The two common units of measurement derived from the Latin word uncia, a word used to denote a unit equal to 1/12 of another unit.
So that's inch.
Is one.
And?
The other one sort of sounds like the Latin word.
Oh, an ounce.
Ounce is correct. The two cities connected by the Harvard Bridge, whose length is measured by locals in a unit called the smoot, defined as the height of MIT graduate Oliver Smoot.
Boston and Cambridge?
That is correct. Oliver Smoot was a fraternity pledge, and he was actually used to measure the bridge. They flipped him end to end over from one end of the bridge to the other. And if you're curious, the bridge is 364 smoots and an ear long. Well, Ian certainly measured up this week. He went 5 for 5. Let us know how well you did. Have you ever been used to measure a bridge? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions to take another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge, which is, Mike?
Think of two words that each name a unit of volume. One has 6 letters, the other has 4. Change one of those letters to an R, then rearrange the result to name things that have lots of measurements on them. What are the units and what are the things?
Mike Nothnagel is associate professor at the Culinary Institute of America, where he gets to take a look at a lot of measuring items.
Too many, if you ask me.
And a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Mike, I've got to go. I've got a small creek to span. I'll see you this same time next week.
All right, we'll see you then, Ian.